One of the big issues that we've continued to speak about is raising small businesses and ensuring that they have the ability to build the economy up. But in doing so, we've always spoken about red tape. Now, making sure that there's perhaps less legislation or a kind of legislation that is perhaps easier to get through, not necessarily around with regards to that, and making sure that the ease of business gets better. Now, according to the 2018 World Bank Ease of Doing Business Index, South Africa was ranked 82nd out of 190 countries or economies, and President Cyril Ramaphosa indicated that he would like to be in the top 50 within the coming months. But can that be done in the current South African environment in the way that things are currently being done is the big question. Chasant Ori is Cape Managing Partner and Director of the Corporate and Commercial Practice at Cliff Dekker Hofmeyer. Chasant, thank you so much for the time this evening. Appreciate it. Can we actually get within that top 50?
Good evening, Abila. Thank you for having me on your show. I suppose you're talking to some people who say the right person and the wrong person, because I am an eternal optimist. So my short answer to you is yes. I think there is a chance of us getting there, but it's going to take a lot on the part of government and on the part of everybody else involved in the process to ensure that we get there.
We do, however, have a lot of problems in trying to get there, though. I mean, they're all structural and they're all self-made.
Yeah, look, that's right. And perhaps when one talks about the World Bank rankings, one needs to understand what the World Bank is talking about. I mean, what they're really referring to is the extent to which a regulatory environment like South Africa is conducive to starting and operating a local business. And the rankings are determined using an aggregate of scores on 10 topics, and they include the obvious ones, such as, for example, starting a business, dealing with construction permits, getting electricity, registering property, getting credit, protecting minority investors, those kinds of things. And overall, interestingly, South Africa actually did well in the categories of the protection of minority investors and resolving insolvency issues, but poorly in the categories of trading across borders and ease of starting a business. And I think that's where one has to look at. And what President Ramaphosa said in his response to the Parliament's post-Sona debate on the 25th of June, he said that government was urgently working on a set of reforms to improve the ease of doing business. And yes, he has some very aspirational kind of and ambitious targets. For example, he said we must reach a point where no company need wait for more than 6 months for a permit or a license, and new companies should be able to be registered within one day. If one looks at what happens in practice, certainly in terms of the institutions that we deal with on a day-to-day basis as lawyers, some of it is actually very achievable. If you look at the Companies and Intellectual Property Commission, they say online, for example, that you can register a company within 2 working days from receipt of supporting documents, and then you can register a memorandum of incorporation within 10 days. Generally speaking, in our experience, those time frames are actually fairly realistic, aside from company registrations, which are generally reverted for amendments and take approximately 2 weeks. So, 2 weeks, getting that down to 1 day or 2 days, some people would say that is very ambitious and is an unrealistic objective. But I think that there are ways and means that one can achieve that. If you look at transfer of property, for example, in the deeds office turnaround time for registering transfer of a property or a bond is expected to be 5 to 7 days if all your documents are in order. Generally, we found that it takes approximately 7 or 8 days. So certainly on these two things, it seems as if, these targets and these objectives that President Ramaphosa have set, that they should be achievable. One big thing, though, that is of concern is the process that it takes at Home Affairs, for example, where there are significant delays being experienced. General work visas, for example, take 6 to 12 months. Permanent residence applications take approximately 1 year.
Sure.
It's part of the problem there.
Yeah.
So we're doing well in some areas. in other areas we're not doing so well.
Yeah, I mean, you can actually just hear the sound of eternal optimism in your voice when you mention all the good stuff here. And as I said, I suppose a little earlier, is that we do tend to stand in our own way in trying to fix the issues that we do have. One might say then that it's not necessarily just an issue of perhaps getting the plan right or making the realistic goal, a target for us. It's also having the right personnel in those places in order to push things forward. And that is our current situation and our current issue.
I agree with you entirely. Also, the time has come for us to stop talking about talking and actually about implementing and having action. So the Minister of Small Business Development, and you referred to small businesses earlier, Lindiwe Zulu, announced not too long ago the development of a draft national strategy to reduce red tape for small businesses. And that was in 2018 already. Since then, they've developed and implemented this national strategy for red tape reduction, together with some guidelines for the reduction of municipal red tape. The problem is that we're now only anticipating that national strategy will be ready for consultation by the end of 2019.
Sure.
And that, precedes a legislative process, which is probably another 2-3 years down the track. Unfortunately, I think that while the intentions are there and government has made these intentions quite clear, I don't think we're seeing enough action on the ground and not happening fast enough.
Yeah, so that certainly becomes a speed bump then, and that may certainly prevent things from moving along for us in that sense. But you did mention that we do have quite a bit of positive news, though, if we continue to chat about those with regards to investors still wanting to be here. Our infrastructure still allows us to really get some good results.
Yes, I think so. Obviously, again, everything is relative, Rebile. If one looks at, one has to consider that the attractiveness of an investment destination, it's in part determined obviously by a country's legal framework, but then also by the political landscape, and then also things such as infrastructure. And I think fortunately for us, we have a fairly robust infrastructure network. I think apart from perhaps electricity and water supply. But on the positive side, I think we have a sophisticated, financial and banking sector. We have a sophisticated legal sector. And also, for example, the telecommunication sector. We've got relatively good air transport connectivity, Johannesburg and Cape Town to all of the important hubs across the globe. And then importantly, we have a corporate governance framework that does go a long way towards meeting international best practice. And so I think that does give investors some comfort. But, I've been accused of being an eternal optimist, and probably, that is true. One does, though, have to look at the positive side. If one focuses on the negatives and doesn't look at the positives and work at meeting those objectives, and unfortunately, we may as well give up now, which I think is not a good idea.
So it is all realistic, though. It's just getting over our own hurdles.
Yes, I believe so. I mean, I think we have on the legislative side, I think government has enacted and Parliament has enacted a number of pieces of legislation, ranging from example amendments to the Banks Act, and we've had the Promotion and Protection of Investment Act, which, for example, gives a foreign investor the same rights as a domestic investor. I mean, that came into law in 2015 already, and we've had also, for example, a new International Arbitration Act, which came into effect in December of last year, which makes South Africa an attractive venue for parties around the world to resolve the commercial disputes. So we have these bits and pieces and ingredients of a system that, if they all kind of work well together and gel and is driven, and you have the right people and the resources and the drivers behind these projects involved, I think we have a good chance of getting somewhere. But, we can't give up hope,
Yeah, that's certainly the true story there. We can't give up hope. Chasant, appreciate your time this evening. Chasant Ori is the Cape Managing Partner and Director of the Corporate and Commercial Practice at Cliff Dekker Hofmeyr. Reducing that red tape has been a sentiment that we've shared for a very long time across the board here in South Africa. And it's clearly something that still remains somewhat elusive, if you want to call it that. How we perhaps put it into practice and actually make it happen is now going to be the situation at play here. The president speaking vehemently and saying that we need to now implement and start working. Well, one thing we can certainly implement right now is your news.